जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय जसोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन जसोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वनचारी जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय राधे श्याम राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जय राधे श्याम निताई गौर हरि वो हरि वो हरि वो हरि वो विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद महाराज की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की समवेत भक्त वृंद की निताई गौर हरि प्रेमानंदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरये कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट 16 वेदाहम् अद्यं पुरुषम् अवतीर्णं स्वमायया भूतानां सेवधिं देहं बिभ्रमाणं कपिलो बिभ्राणं कपिलो मुने वेदाहम् अद्य पुरुषम् अवतीर्णं स्वमायया भूतानां सेवधिं देहं बिभ्राणं कपिलं मुने वेदाहम् अद्यं पुरुषम् अवतीर्णं स्वमायया भूतानां सेवधिं देहं बिभ्राणं कपिलं मुने What meaning? Veda.
No.
Aham.
I.
Adyam. The original.
Purusham.
Enjayar.
Avatirinam.
Incarnated.
Swamayaya.
By his own eternal energy.
Bhutanam.
Of all the living entities.
Sevadhim,
the bestower of all desire,
who is just like a vast treasure.
Deham,
the body.
Vibhranam,
assuming.
Kapilam,
Kapilamuni.
Mune,
Osage Kardama.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O Kardama, I know that the original Supreme Personality of Godhead has now appeared as an incarnation by His internal energy. He is the bestower of all desired by the living entities. And he has now assumed the body of Kapila Muni. Purport. In this verse, we find the words Purusham Avatirnam Swamayaya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is everlastingly, eternally the form of Purusha, the predominator or enjoyer. And when he appears, he never accepts anything of this material energy. The spiritual world is a manifestation of his personal internal potency, whereas the material world is a manifestation of his material or differentiated energy. The word Swamayaya, by his own internal potency, indicates that whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends, he comes in his own energy. He may assume the body of a human being, but that body is not material. In Bhagavad Gita, therefore, it is clearly stated that only fools and rascals, mudhas, consider the body of Krishna to be the body of a common human being. The word Sevadhim means that he is the original bestower of all the necessities of life upon the living entities. In the Vedas also, it is stated that he is the chief living entity and that he bestows all the desired necessities of other living entities. Because he is the bestower of the necessities of all others, he is called God. The Supreme is also living entity. He is not impersonal. As we are individual, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also individual. But he is the supreme individual. That is the difference between God and ordinary living entities. ओम अज्ञानं तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानां जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणं रघुनाथं नितं तं सजीवं
Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ralita Sri Vishakhantam Sha Namong Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So today all of you who are assembled here offline and who are there in online for this morning Bhagavatam class I want to offer my humble obeisances at your feet. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhibhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namah. So today's verse also spoken by Brahmaji. Yesterday we heard that he told Kardamuni to get his daughters married. He brought the candidates already. He said, do it today. So after the marriage ceremony happens, so he is telling again to his son Kardama, Veda aham adhyam purusam avatirna somaya. He said, I know that in your house the Adi Purusha swayang incarnated as your son. That I know. So Brahma has that power to know. That's why he is Brahma. He could able to know who is Lord and how he is coming. All these things he knows. So that's why he is telling in front of all the sages and Kardama and everybody that Veda aham. I know that Adipurusam Avatirinam, that the boy you have is Swayam Adipurusa. He is the incarnation of Adipurusa. And he comes Swamayaya, Avatirinam Swamayaya. Bhutanam Sevadhing Dehang Vibhranam Kaplamuni. Bhutanam sevari, bhutanam in plural from that all the living entities. Everybody getting their desired things only by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. We may think that I am doing this, I am doing that, I am doing this, but we don't know. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has told that prakriti kriyamanani gune karmani sarvasah Ahankara vimuda atma karta aham iti manyate. Those who are thinking that I am the doer, he is number one foolish. He doesn't know that he himself and everything is guided and performed by the triguna prakriti. And prakriti is supervised and guided work under the superintendence of Lord. So he is the only bestower of all that desired by all the entities. He is the only personality. That's why here it is said he is Nidhi. He is Mahamul, that if the Lord will not be there, then none of us can get anything. He is giving us. Why he is giving? Out of his compassion, we are his sons and daughters. He is considering we all as his part. So he is maintaining. He is the real maintainer, giving everything. We think that, no, nowadays modern scientists, they are thinking we are doing this, we are doing that. But actually, all the ingredients and all that which required for our living, that we cannot, nobody can produce, only given by Lord. Just like grains, water, air, ether, fire, that human being cannot produce. It's given by the Lord only. They can mix them and do something, and they think that I would know. Everything given by the Lord. The sevathing. Sevathing deha, deha vibhranam. Accepting that particular body of a Kapila Muni, says Kapila. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told, Siddhanam Kapilo Muni, among all the perfected beings, I am Kapila. So Kapildev was one incarnation of Lord, and Vibhuti of Lord. So though it seems that he is appearing as a son of Kardam Rishi and Devahuti, but he is not ordinary. He is appearing with his own internal potency. In Bhagavad Gita, when discussion was going on Arjuna and Krishna, Arjuna said, why you are coming? He said, Bahuni me janman janmani vyatyani tam Arjuna, tani aham vedi sarvani natvang vetparangtav. He said, I know we both have come many, many times before, but I know all of them, but you don't know. So then Arjuna asked, oh my Lord, why you are coming always? What is the need? So then the famous verse in Bhagavad Gita, jada jada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharat. So, dharma sasthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge. Then Arjuna asks, how you are coming? Like you are, no, no. Ajo ham san abhya atma bhutanam isvaro api. Isvaro pisan. Samhavami sva atmaya adhishthaya saprakna samhavami atmaya. So he's saying, I am aja, I am unborn, and I am Ishwara of all entities, bhutanam Ishwaram, ajam, but still I am coming with my internal potency, swamaya. So one is atmamaya ya swamaya, and another is bahir maya, different maya. So this is atma maya, and this internal potency and external potency. And we living entities, neither internal potency nor external potency. We are in between, marginal potency. So when Lord is coming, he is coming through his internal potency. And all other entities, they are coming from marginal potency, and the whole universe, everything, is it has material energy, external potency. So that's why it is very difficult to understand the Atmamaya, because it is achintya shakti, beyond conceive. We cannot understand it. We cannot understand. One time I heard that Prabhupada was telling about the 9th chapter, 4th and 5th verse, that how Lord is everywhere, in everybody, and nobody is within him, and he is nowhere. So then somebody asked, Swamiji, how can I understand that? Simultaneously he is there and he is not there. Simultaneously, everybody is within him and nobody is within him. How can I understand? So Prabhupada answered, yes, so you should understand that you cannot understand. So we should understand that we cannot understand. Naam viduhu suragana prahavanti namharsaya. Aham madirhi devanam maharshinam cha sarvasah. Krishna told in 10th chapter Bhagavad Gita, Naam vidu suragana, neither all the demigods, they know me. Prahavanti no maharsaya. How I am coming, the mahan rishis, the munis, they don't know even. Neither the rishis, the learned personalities, munis, siddhas, sadhakas, nor demigods, none of them they know. Prahavanti no maharsaya. Why? No, because aham adirhi devanang maharshinaj. I am the origin of these devatas, rishi, muni, everybody's origin I am. How they can know me? Just like if somebody tell, oh, I have attended my father's marriage, I have taken feast, it was a good feast. Do you accept it? No. How come you ate feast of your father's marriage? It's not possible. You are not existing there at that time. So similarly, he is Adi Purusha. He is the original personality. Aham eva asam eva agre. Krishna was there from the beginning. Only he was there. And before him, only he was there. Before him, he was there. After also, he was there. End also, he was there. He is there always. He is beginningless. There is no... we cannot say something is cause of Krishna. No, it's anadir and sarvakarana karana, same time. He's anadi, he has no adi, he has no cause, but he is the cause of everything. That is his position. So that's what here in this Brahma is telling. I know he is Adi Purusha, Ved Aham, Purusham Adyam. The same Adi Purusha, he has no cause and he is the supreme cause of everything. He incarnated as your son. How come he come as my son? He can do anything. Krishna can do anything. He can take any form that the other learned person, they can. How Krishna can become an ordinary human being like that? Why not? If he is Sarva Samartha, he is the Supreme Personality, he can do anything he likes. Why you are, no, he cannot do like that, he cannot, why not? He is able to do anything. So that's why he can manifest in any way. That's why the other religion people, they are not accepting. How come this happened? There was a discussion between Akbar and Birbal. There was a story in history. Akbar was emperor at that time. 300 years ago, there was a famous emperor. He was Muslim ruler, Akbar. But he had a secretary, a Hindu called Birbal, but very intelligent man. So once Akbar told Birbal, Birbalji, I can't understand this in your religion. How they accept the Lord like this, like that? I can't accept now. Why? Now, if Lord is the Supreme, you accept now? Yes, He is Supreme. Now, if He is Supreme, He is all powerful, it is all, everything He can do. So then, first thing, He doesn't have to come. He can just make a phone call, everything can be done. He is powerful, isn't it? He doesn't, the Supreme Boss, He doesn't have to come. He can just send text message. Everybody has to follow it, he has to do. Why he is coming himself? First doubt is that, if he is the really supreme boss, he is the really maintainer and the owner of everything and the supreme boss, then he doesn't have to come. He just text. He just send somebody to do this. They have to do. This is power. So why he is coming personally? Okay, this first doubt. Second doubt, if he is coming personally, okay, sometimes come. Then if any big basic minister or president, if he is coming, he will come with his protocol, with his red alert light and front and back, so many bodyguards, this, that. Program is fixed before. We know that such a big personality, VIP is coming moment, VIP moment, we know that. But it is not like that. You are accepting a Supreme Lord, and if he is coming in disguise. Nobody can recognize. How come it, without his biards, without his protocol, without his sometimes coming as peace, sometimes tortoise, sometimes half man, half lion, what is this? It's not fixed. There's something, how do we recognize that he is there? Second doubt. If he's coming, a big personality coming, he should come with his biatch and with his protocol and all the status. He's not doing like that. First, he should not come. If he's coming, then he should come with his majesty. He's not doing that. And second, he's coming always. Every day of Brahma is coming. Why? He is the Supreme Boss, he should be enjoying. Why he is coming every day? So that's why I'm not accepting this thing. And our Lord, Allah is, I can accept. Why? No, he is not coming at all. We have so many hundreds of masks, not a figure, not form, no photograph also. Because you don't have seen how the photograph also. They don't, Allah doesn't have photograph also. They cannot have picture, nothing. Empty thing. If empty, then why are you making sound? If is so anyway, so they are saying that if sometimes the Supreme Lord comes, then should come as Lord, everybody can see that yes, he's coming. But it's nothing like that. So how can I accept? So Birbal told, my dear king, you will understand. I will make you understand. Give me 1 week time. I will make you understand, you himself will understand how the Supreme Lord is coming. Everything you will accept. Now, okay, so take 1 week time. The Emperor Akbar has a small baby boy of maximum 1 year old. Sometimes toddling position, standing, all that. 1 year old boy, very near and dear. So, because Birbal, any day he used to go, he will take some lollipop with him. So that small baby used to come, Uncle Birbal, give me this chocolate, give me that. So they have a good friendship relation. So Akbar knows that also. This my son, baby son, has good relation with Birbal. So he took him and make a statue exactly looking like his son. That's why it took 1 week. He make a statue of that 1 year old baby boy in this week. And he told, now it is summer season, let us go for boat riding, boat festival. So then Akbar, his emperor, he said, okay, let us do boat festival in Jamuna. So if the emperor is desiring to do boat riding in Jamuna, so hundreds and thousands of boats come, ministers and captains and all the queens and their party. So many, many boats come and for protection, naval department, they become active with life jacket and all that. Thousands of protectors, they came also. They were expert swimmer and all that, they came. So with music and big things, Jatra started, boat festival started. And in the main boat where Emperor Akbar is sitting, few bodyguards are sitting, and in front of him, Birbal is sitting. And Birbal holding the baby boy in his lap. And okay, music is coming, talking, and boating starts. And the all the boats, it's almost in the middle of the river. So slowly, slowly, they're tucking each other. Birbal, what he did, slowly, slowly took the baby form and put into Jamuna water. Akbar was looking, Akbar shouting, Birbal, what happened? My son is in Jamuna, fell down there. Immediately stood up. Then Birbal saying, okay, everybody is getting all these bodyguards and the naval people, the protectors, they all put siren and they are coming, thousands of them to protect because Prince Rajkumar is now fall into water. But they are coming before that, in a matter of second, Akbar himself jumped into the water. Now the son went, now the father also went. King went also. He jumped without taking his necklace, without taking his dress out, without putting a gamcha on. He jumped into water. So then he jumped and found that it was not his really baby. He is a statue. So when he found it and come, so by that time all the other parties there, and he was coming, everybody help him to come into the boat. So first thing he asked Birbal, why you do it like that? I was thinking he is my boy, but he is not my boy, he is just a putla, is just a puppet looking like my boy. Birbal said, oh my dear king, I will answer you that, but first thing you tell me, why you jumped? What makes you jump? You have hundreds of bodyguards and they are ready to give their life for you. They have with their life jacket and they are expert and they are just in a second, they are ready to jump. Why you have to jump? And if you jump, you should at least take your royal coat out, such a diamond necklace out, put a gamcha or what you say, shirt for swimming, without changing your dress, nothing, just as it is, jumped into Jamuna water. Why? First, you tell me these two things. So then, by that time, emperor come into the boat. He said, you, what are you talking? I thought he was my son, my baby son. He is part of my heart. How can I wait that the security people will come, the police people will come to rescue? I cannot wait. I thought he was my son. So that's why, forgetting everything, even forgetting to change my dress, I just jumped to save him. I can see that he fall into river, and I want to call security, I want to take my dress out. No, it's not possible. Because he is my son. We have so much loving attachment, so much loving affection, relation like that. That's why. So then Birbal said, yes, that's what I want to know from you. If you, having so many helpers, attendants, this, that, and you don't wait for them, you personally, even without changing your dress, taking out costly garlands, everything, you just as it is jumped immediately to help your son, to save him. Similarly, because you have some love, special love and affection for your son, isn't it? Now, yes, that makes us to jump. Now, similarly, our Lord is billion times more affectionate and having love with his sons, like all of his sons, all of us are his sons. So whenever any trouble he sees, he doesn't wait. He will not wait to come, the security people show his power, this, that, no. He personally will jump into immediately to save us without considering what form, what place, what time, nothing. No time to save, because out of his love and affection, he can take any form. Sometimes he can become fish, sometimes he become tortoise, sometimes he become Baraha, and sometimes peculiar form like half lion, any form, any place, any circumstances, is ready to help us because he is full of love and affection. But you Lord, he never comes because he doesn't have love and affection. No form, nothing. But our Lord is full form. He has a form. Not only form, he has all senses, he has all emotion, he has all feelings, everything he has exactly like us. If we think he is our Lord, we are his part. If the part has everything, why the whole doesn't have anything? The impersonalists always tell that, no, Lord cannot have a form. How can he have a form? He cannot have any qualities, nirvishesha, sunyavadi. No. Lord has all vishesana. And Lord has his form. But his form, not ordinary form. This is the difference, that he is supreme and we are not supreme. That is the difference. But he has form. He has everything. So that's what Brahma is telling to sage Kardama, that, O sage, I know. Many people there don't know, but I know how Lord comes, how he incarnate. That also Lord himself told in Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tattvatah tyaktva deha punarjanmam na iti mam iti so Arjuna. If just by know the secrets of my appearance, janma and my karma, if you can understand the tattva, the secret of it, then you will not take birth again. You will not take birth again. You will come to me. Just by knowing these two things. So that's why, that is another reason, that's why Lord himself is accepting Janma Leela. Though he is unborn, he is Aja, he doesn't have to take birth. He is beyond birth and death. But still, we are doing Janmashtami. Famous festival in our society, Janmashtami. And we are telling, we are doing the Janmashtami, the Janma Mahotsava, the appearance day festival of the personality who never takes birth, who never appears. How come it now? Yes, this is it. He cannot take birth, but we are observing the festival of birthday festival. He never take birth, but we are observing birthday festival. Yes. Why? Now this, he is making this drama, pastime of taking birth. Why he is doing this drama? He doesn't have to take birth. Why he is posing himself like that? He is taking birth. Now because if we hear this, how the Lord is incarnating, appearing, and we try to understand how he is appearing, though he is supposed not to appear, but he is still appearing, incarnating, taking birth. If we want to know it, then we will be free from our birth and death. To help us getting free from Janma, we can be free from our Janma. If no Janma, then no Mrityu, no Budhapa, no Vyadhi, nothing. So to make us free from all these tensions, all this Dukkha, Dosa, so Krishna is making this drama of Janma, Janma Mahotsava, Janma Leela. This is the secret of Krishna's appearance. Here also same thing, Vibhranam Kapilo Mune, the Lord is accepting the form of Siddha Kapila Muni, and he will produce the Sankhya, Sutra Sankhya Darshan, only for the benefit of the living entities. He has nothing to do with it. He doesn't have to do, but he is coming. That's what Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur sing in a song, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are many, many internal and external reasons Mahaprabhu to appear. But one reason Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Dayakari. He says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears only for that special cause, what? To bestow his mercy upon the conditioned souls. Jive Dayakari. Only because of out of his special mercy he is coming. How he is coming? Na swa parsada suya dhama saha avatari. He didn't come alone. He brought all his staffs and truckload materials, everything. His dham, his parsadas, everything he bring down. Why bring everything down? What he will do? What kind of daya? Now that special daya is that prema. Brahma atyanta dullabha prema karivaradan. He want to give that thing which is rare even to Brahma and Shiva. So rare prema vastu he want to give free. But he came with his staff and all this material, love of Godhead to give us, but we have no qualification to get that prema. So then he started the marketing school. Sikhaye saranagati bhakatirpan. Then he started giving us training, teaching what is saranagati, because without saranagati, we cannot be qualified to have love of Godhead. So that is it. So Lord is appearing. The main reason is to help us, to understand us, make us understand and teach us the bhakti dharma, saranagati. So same thing Brahma is telling, I know, vedaham, that adipurusham avatirinam swamayaya. He comes with his own inconceivable internal potency and he is helping all living entities in their maintenance, and he is accepting this particular Kapila Muni form to produce his Sankhya Darshan. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments?
Thank you, Maharaj. So why did he, they call it Sankhya. Why is this philosophy of the just the material elements? Is that I know there was one yogi prior to
another Kapila
that was speaking about Sankhya, and you know the different karmas are there in Bhagavad Gita by Krishna and Arjuna. But what is the basic Sankhya, the analysis of the material elements and our engagement in there, or how does that work?
Yeah, he knows that everybody cannot be good devotee, so some jnanis, dhyanis will be there to help them. So he produced that Sankhya Darshan, and he knew that some police will claim that I am the incarnate, and he will produce Sankhya Darshan, duplicate Sankhya. So he is the original personality of Godhead who produced the original Sankhya Darshan to help the jnanis and dhyanis. For devotees, it is not required. Devotee accepting Krishna as it is.
Maharaj, thank you. Amazing that Brahmaji is trying to explain about Krishna, but at one point in second canto, Brahmaji is saying to Narad Muni that my senses are completely in control, that's why I can know Krishna. And what I'm explaining is true, because Krishna is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, I am not the one. And at the one point, we understand that Brahma has only limited capacity. I was just appreciating this point, to understand Krishna, whereas a simple coward boys in Vrindavan, and they know Krishna much better than Brahma.
Yes, Brahmaji knows that he cannot understand Krishna. That he understands.
But he says that I know,
I know that he is this inconceivable personality. Even I cannot conceive it. I know that. That's what he is saying. So maya. Maya means achintya sakti sampanna. You cannot conceive it. That he knows. We don't know that even.
Also, Maharaj, I was appreciating the point that aham evasam evagre, he's saying that I am only the one in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end.
Yes.
If this quality of Atmaram is not there, Krishna will be tired.
Hmm?
If the quality of Atmaram is not there, he must be tired, because he's alone, no one is there with him.
That's why he is creating the whole universe. When he feels that he needs somebody with him, then he can create. And somebody wants to take rest, privacy, he will be there in private. Sometimes you need some privacy, no?
It seems like even in the privacy, his eyes are slightly open and he's always enjoying his internal potency in Ladini Shakti.
Yeah, that is his special potency. We don't have that.
And my third doubt is, we as a living entity is a marginal portion of Krishna. Krishna is a internal potency is always there with Krishna. Krishna is spiritual, Satchitanand Vigra. And there is a Bahiranga potency, external potency. It's so amazing, Maharaj, that the moment we start bhakti, this internal potency is so much protecting that to the extent Krishna is saying, apichetasi duracharo, whatever you do, I will protect you. He's so partial to his devotee. Name navai jana jato katha anchana brajet. Whatever happens, I'll protect you. It's like the moment you join bhakti, it's like a free ticket. Am I right?
That is his special compassion. That's why he's Supreme Lord.
Raj, I wonder why Sukhdev Goswami used the word Aidam and then you added Swayam. Because according to Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, Jar Bhagavatta Haite Anner Bhagavatta Swayam Sabde Rihate Shatta. The Swayam should not be used for any incarnation except Krishna. But here you are using it. Sukhdev Goswami also put Aidam according to Mahaprabhu.
No,
because it's only applicable
same,
to
same
Krishna.
Philosophy Brahma is telling here that Adyam and Swayam is only for the original Supreme Lord. And he is the incarnation of that original Swayam Vigraha.
So now you're adding another thing in that just now. You're saying he is, so you're not talking about Krishna, but he is Krishna's.
Yes, he is Krishna's.
Okay.
Because he himself, Krishna is told Siddhana.
So your commentary makes sense, but originally that word, according to Jiva Goswami, he said, Swayam means from whom all other incarnations
are. Yes, same thing. He is this, Krishna is the Swayam. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Advaya Satya.
Yes.
There is no second to him. So that is Advaya Satya, Swayam Bhagavan. And Kapila Muni is the form which is the incarnation of that particular original Swayam Bhagavan. That's what he's saying. That Brahma knows. That he is none other than the incarnation of that original living entity.
So could we say, like Bhishma Dev, he saw Krishna at the battlefield when he was leaving the world. But then his Ishtadev is not exactly Krishna, is Adi Narayan. So he addressed him as Adi Narayan.
Yeah.
So origin of all the form in Krishna as Krishna, but we know only as Ananda Maharaj's Yashoda's son.
See, whatever, if what form you worship or you accept, that doesn't matter. If your bhav is only for that original personality, then that's it.
I see.
Okay.
It makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah, he was, but he's Ishtadev is Adi Narayan.
Panchagoda Prabhu.
When you have Shakti Vaishavatars like Vyasadeva or Prithu Maharaj and different, they call them the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but then Shakti Vaishavatars are also empowered living beings.
Yeah.
So how do we distinguish an empowered living being who's a Shakti Vaishavatar from the Supreme Original, like is Vyasadeva the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, or is he a Shakti
Vaishavatar?
And Prithu Maharaj, is he the Supreme? But they all also address him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although they are Shakti Vaishavatars. And so what's the designative distinction between a Shakti Vaishavatar and the original Supreme Personality?
Yeah, sometimes we ourselves can do the job, or we can tell, okay, take my car and do the job. So similar, Shaktivasvata, I am empowering myself, giving funds and vehicle, do the job. Or sometimes I myself will go. That is the difference.
Like Prabhupada is
Shaktivasvata. Yes.
According to that verse.
Yeah. Nahitara Pravartan, yes.
Maharaj, so Krishna says in the Gita, one who understands the nature of my appearance and disappearance doesn't have to take birth in this material world.
Yes.
That seems like such a little thing to qualify, to never take birth in this material world. I'm wondering, how is that understanding of his appearance and disappearance.
So he's
tested. What's the opposite?
Understanding
of it?
Means he said tattvataha. You have to understand the truth behind it.
The truth.
Just like many other impersonalists and many other jnanis, dhyanis, they're saying, no, this is Maya. How Krishna can take birth like us? No, this is Maya. But they don't know. Param bhava majanante, manusing taram asritam. They're not ready to accept how Krishna can become like a man. They don't know the truth behind it.
Wow. It seems like we just take it for granted. We know that, almost.
Because you are a follower of Prabhupada, that's why. You are taking it so easy. But those who are not following Srila Prabhupada and his teachings, they said, how can like that?
Oh.
They'll challenge you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those who have taken these two qualities, that he is Lilamoy and Karunamoy,
yes.
Then he is devotee,
yes.
And he will go back,
yeah.
And he understands the birth Lila.
Yeah.
And one who don't take these two cannot understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Karunamoy and Lilamoy. Karunamoy means merciful, and Lilamoy means he is very playful. He extends the playful nature in the material world, and he invites the conditioned soul to hear and develop a desire to participate in that lila. Then he will also go back home.
Thank you. Grantharasimad Bhagat Mahapurana ki.